You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. You want to hear about some really cool, special nip-tuck procedures that we do in the office all the time? I'm going to tell you about them because I know a lot of you out there are probably sitting with some very small things that annoy you to no end, and you just don't know that there's actually a way to fix them, and especially you're not sure who's the one that fixes these things. Well, I'm here to tell you that your friendly neighborhood plastic surgeon probably can do those type of procedures. And let me start with the very, very, very most common one that we've been doing forever here, and that's a torn earlobe. How many of you out there have had your earlobes pierced, and then either because you've been wearing very, very heavy earrings over all these years, or you got something caught in it, and when you pulled it, it kind of ripped through? Or how about the earring that's getting lower and lower in that hole in your earlobe because you had them pierced when you were a kid, and then just over the years, that hole has just stretched out. So now one side is much lower hanging than the other side, right? So that's a very straightforward type of a procedure that we do all the time in the office. And most of the time, it can be done with such fine, intricate little sutures that you'll never even notice that the repair was done. We generally do that, and we wait a little bit of time until we will re-pierce your ear in a very, you know, normal location, but never through the actual repair. So even if you get it done by your plastic surgeon and then you go to a place to get your earlobes pierced again, always make sure that it's being done in the vicinity, but not through the actual repair. Okay, number two, how about something with your belly button? We have so many patients that come in and really hate the way their belly button looks. And it could be for a number of different reasons. And this could be you. It could just be after multiple pregnancies, the skin around that area is just so weakened that it almost covers the actual opening to the belly button. Or you may, again, from a piercing, have had an infection there or other things that may have occurred which created a scar or some irregularity to the way the hood of your belly button should be. We fix those all the time in the office as well. We actually call that procedure an umbilicoplasty. And again, it could basically be a number of different things that would come under the heading of an umbilicoplasty. Sometimes we just really do a laser resurfacing to that scar that may be there, or just trying to get the stretch marks and that weakened skin better, we can do some radio frequency microneedling to the area. So again, that's another body part or another, you know, nip tuck that we do all the time. Let's talk about the third one, which is some earlobe hanging old age appearance. And I hear that all the time, that right around the earlobe, right around the neck, right where the ear literally joins the face, people come in all the time and say that area has gotten so blurred that there's no sharp demarcation anymore between where that ear and the earlobe sits on the face. And it is an aging type of thing and a weight loss thing. Because as we get older, our facial skeleton starts to shrink a little bit, and the skin in that vicinity will definitely look like it's grown or it's gotten longer. That's why a lot of you come in and say they think you think that your nose looks longer or your earlobes look like they got longer. And it really is because the rest of your facial skeleton is starting to contract a little bit as we get older. But not only that, patients that have really gone on diets, weight loss programs, many times lose a lot of the fatty tissue or the volume in their face and especially around their ears, and they start to notice that there's extra hanging skin along the earlobe face junction. Again, that's another nip tuck type of a procedure that we can do in the office all the time. Let me give you two more that I want you to think about. This one is basically something that I think many of you see in the mirror, but you really don't know exactly how to go about fixing it. If you have some extra fat right where your arm meets your chest, think about this. It can be in the front of your armpit area or the back of your armpit area or both. I can't tell you the number of patients that come in, and if we're doing a breast augmentation, if we're doing any other kind of surgery, just before we're ready to finish off the consultation, many of you will say to me, oh, wait a minute, I've got one more thing that bothers me like crazy, and that's this area right in front of your, we call it the anterior axillary area, or the posterior axillary area, which basically means it's right in front of your armpit or right behind your armpit, right where your bra strap sometimes will actually create this bulging that all of you hate. We take care of those in the office all of the time, and we do it with the procedure that I came up with called the flash liposuction procedure. We can literally liposuction that area and at the same time use a body tight instrumentation that allows us to shrink the tissue. So it's a radio frequency device that goes slightly underneath the skin, helps melt some of the fat that's there, and then simultaneously we use the radio frequency energy to cause the skin to shrink like saran wrap and get tighter. And it's something that you could basically do there. We can extrapolate it and actually do it in some other areas that a lot of you have come in to talk about. And that was the next area I wanted to mention, which was the inner knee. How many of you out there have great legs, everything's terrific, but you notice that there's a bulge of some fat right at the inner aspect of the knee or right above the kneecap? Again, it's another one of those locations where doing this flash liposuctioning right in the office under a little bit of local in that zone fixes that area instantly, because you'll literally see the fat that's obstructing that sharp area come out. We do it with this flash liposuctioning technique. And if the skin is a little lax there, especially above the patella or right above the kneecap, we can also use that radio frequency energy at the same time. Many of the times the inner knee just requires a little bit of fat removal with this flash liposuctioning technique. So those are all the areas that I know I see probably on a monthly basis. We have patients that come in all the time with those concerns. And sometimes they're just added to other things that they want to have done, but many times they could be the sole reason why you're seeking out someone to really repair that. So if any of those things or all of those things are something that you would like to talk about, you can always, you know, give us a call or come in for a consultation or do it virtually at daviscps.com or see your friendly neighborhood plastic surgeon. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.